It's about 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. And also for those outside the listening area, listening through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. This is Coach's Corner on AM 1390. I'm your host, Paul Vold. Just give a big thank you as well to McCook Central Montrose Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Heisinger for taking time to speak with us before our next guest, actually, with our first segment as well. Fighting Cougars, their regular season wraps up Friday night at home against in Montrose, I should say. They are going to be hosting Baltic as well. But our next guest coming in studio, fresh off the North Star Athletic Association Conference Championships in their home away from home, up in Brookings as well, Dakota State University Indoor Track and Field Coach Anthony Dreeland. And Coach, thanks for coming on once again.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, I'm sure. You know, we were talking off the air, hard to believe that already went through conference championships. Now we're talking about nationals coming up next week. And a pretty good job, I would say, for the men's and the women's teams at conference last weekend up in Brookings. I'm sure that you had a lot of positives away from that weekend.
Yeah, we were really pretty happy with how everything went, and as I was telling you off the air, we outscored our projections on both the men's and women's side, and scored the most points that we ever have in the conference history in its short history, and so it's good. We're headed in the right direction. A lot of young kids. We only graduate 5 seniors, so it's looking good for the upcoming years, and obviously this outdoor season as well.
Yeah, and Coach, your team the men's team finishing third, the women's finishing fifth, while also setting a new school record of most points scored on the women's side as well, and also getting a couple more national qualifiers on the men's side, and also helps as well going to Brookings at the Sanford Jackrabbit Athletic Complex. Been there a couple of times here with the indoor season. I'm sure the convenience of going from Madison to Brookings also kind of helps a little bit with some of those competitions being so close to the facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do some practicing up there, and we go there for several meets and host the conference championships there. So we know the layout really well. We know the track really well, and that's obviously really fortunate to have that so close to us, and has made a big difference for us. But yeah, it's definitely a home away from home up there.
And especially as the season has gone on, now heading into the nationals, national meet coming up in next weekend, actually, believe it or not, down in Kansas. But you talked a little bit about the athletes this year only graduating 5 off of this team at the end of the outdoor season, and the emergence of some of these young athletes that have made such an impact in such a short time. Last year, we're talking about Braden Kernow, Maxwell Cruz, even Cameron Harming as well. They're sophomores, but they're still creating such an impact for your team. This year, we've seen the emergence of young athletes, freshman Walker Olivier, who's qualified for nationals, Andrea Bryan, even Treya Hubbard on the field side of things. And how much of an impact of these young athletes to make such a direct, for lack of a better term, impact again on such a short, not so much a short schedule, but in their first year of true competition on the college level.
Yeah, and the thing about college track is sometimes you see athletes come in as freshmen and they might even be from a smaller school, and it can be tough their first year because they're at these big college meets and the competitiveness level rises, you know. So it can be tough. It can be eye-opening a little bit. So for all of these freshmen that have impacted our team greatly, and even the sophomores, it's just really exciting for the future, because for them to come out and perform the way they did, for Walker Olivier to qualify as a freshman, it just goes to show that those are going to be some of the best track athletes in Dakota State history, because they're already making that impact. And it can take some time, you know, to kind of get used to college and all that, all those things, and training, and they're jumping in and already making an impact, like you said. So it's been a lot of fun, and the coaching staff and I, my assistants have done a great job finding these kids, and they work hard, and we got a great group, and it couldn't be done without the help of, you know, those kids and the assistants that I have. So it's really awesome.
And these are just a few of the athletes that have, you know, just kind of put themselves out there already, but there's I mean, there is just a full roster of kids up and down in age and also in their events as well. They have steadily improved as the season has gone on and over the first couple of years. I mean, we could do an entire show of just talking about how each of these athletes have made an impact for your team here in the first couple of years, and it certainly shows how much in such a short amount of time, especially this past offseason for your team, just bring in all these area athletes and even going out and bringing in some of these kids as well.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, just the direction that we're headed, and we have great support from our administration and people at Dakota State, and they want us to be successful, and so we're trying to take that and run with it as much as we can, and we're looking to bring in another good size recruiting class this year too, and that combined with the athletes we have returning, we can start getting to the numbers that we need to be at to really be at the top of the conference. And that's what it's all about, is we have some great talent at the top end, but we need to fill in some of those other events at the conference level to beat the Dickinson State and the Jamestown teams and be competitive, and that'll make the overall difference.
Coach, also now as the season, comes to an end after conference, now just nationals left, at the start of the year, I'm sure there were a few question marks of, how some of these athletes, these younger ones, are going to, find their place on the team as the season has gone on. Just how have some of those changes kind of benefited your team to kind of get them where they are at this point, finishing fifth on the men's side, or finishing third on the men's side and finishing fifth on the women's side at the conference championships?
Yeah, well, some of it is just getting the experience of racing and getting used to that college system, like I was talking about a little bit. The two sophomores that are going to nationals, Alex Durr and Cameron Harming, they've even stepped up from last year, and they were at nationals last year as a part of a relay, and they realized that, hey, I need to step it up and make it again, and I want to do this every single year, and so they did a great job doing that, knowing what they needed to do, and it kind of came down to the end of the season for those guys, and they got it done. And then for Walker to qualify as a freshman, that's just something that, he kept grinding. He was so close, but he didn't let it affect him in a negative way. He used it at the conference meet and got that qualifying mark, and that's where he did it, the very last chance he had to do it. So it was awesome to see.
Yeah, and if for all the listeners on KJAM, and especially over on Jammin' Country 103, we know the exploits of Walker Olivier. Last couple of years, Coleman-Egan football, last year getting the state championship, and even from Coach Josh Anderson, football coach, when we had the signing party over at the pub house, I believe that was last Sunday, he was trying real hard to get Walker to play football as well. Still see him over at Coleman-Egan High School when doing basketball games, and try to talk to him a little bit, and it certainly shows in such a short amount of time. Walker is, of course, we know that a state champion, and also in track and field with Coleman-Egan, and just his impact immediately is showing in now qualifying for nationals in the 60-meter hurdles.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him. We're glad to have him. He's been a hard worker, and he could have had some opportunities to play with some other sports, but he loved track. He was excited for it, so he's going to be a very good athlete for us over the next 3 or 4 years, so it'll be a lot of fun.
And as the saying goes, you can't teach fast.
No.
Especially without, because I remember one of my first real exposures to Coleman-Egan football last year over in Rutland at the ORR, the Co-op Bowl as well. Walker Olivier had 4 touchdowns in that game. He had one, he took the opening kickoff for the touchdown, first kickoff of the game. They had a pick 6, a rushing and a receiving touchdown on that game. And just as the season went on, we saw the progression of him. And as the saying goes, you can't teach fast.
No, absolutely not. Coach Foreman works with him on a day-to-day basis and has done a good job getting him ready and everything like that. And, you say you can't teach fast, and that's true, but you can screw it up. So they've done a great job of, getting him ready and peaked and everything like that. So
Coach, now after conference, and you just got nationals left for the indoor schedule, but I'm sure now as we progress here, only got a couple of weeks, if that, before the first real outdoor events begin for your team as well. Now practices kind of shifting just a little bit. Are you still doing full team practices as the indoor season wraps up?
Yeah. We are. We have a little bit of a unique situation where we're, you know, maybe giving some kids a little bit more rest, especially if they're, you know, had some minor injuries and things like that. But we are still practicing at this point, and some of them will have some time off over spring break as well in there. But yeah, it's kind of a quick turnaround in the sense that there's no real long break at this point, and the outdoor season will, you know, be here by the end of March, and so we'll have to get going with that. And with the national championships being at the end of May, you can't really afford to take a whole bunch of time off at this point. So yeah, they've been working hard and bouncing back.
Yeah, and especially, Coach, with the first, technically that first outdoor event with the Midland Half Marathon, sending some of those long-distance runners down along with, at the end of March, March 23rd and 24th, Wildcat Classic down in Wayne, America, as they call it, down in Nebraska as well. You know, just getting ready for outdoor season, everything, and just keeping those, like you said, some of those people, some of your athletes had maybe some nagging injuries with more rest, while also getting kids ready. We were talking off the air as well to is the preparation for this season and indoor and outdoor combined really goes by quicker than you think. And it's all really coming to some of that off season training to get themselves ready for that short track schedule.
Yeah, that is going to have a huge impact on your success. And that's the great part about, you know, I feel our team does is they realize the importance of training in the off season and all of these sprinters and throwers and distance runners, the reason that they can have success now is because they were thinking about this last June, July, and August, you know, and doing that training and over the winter break as well. And so you have to be at the college level doing some of that, otherwise you're not going to be as successful as you should be. And they've done a good job with that, and now we're getting the payoff of all that.
Especially with the coaching staff that you have with as well. You got Coach Glover working with the throwers and some of the field athletes. Coach Foreman as well. We talked about him a little bit as well. But also a new assistant coach for your team, Coach Ryan Conrad, in his first season. You know, what does Coach Conrad work with the team and what he kind of brings to the table
well? Yeah, we were able to hire him, and he's going to work specifically with the jumping areas.
Okay.
And he's also going to be working with the football team as well, like Coach Glover does. And it's great. Our administration sees the need that we need to add a coach to help out with recruiting, help out this event area. And as you look at the conference results, for anybody that's, you know, kind of looked at that, we lose a lot of ground in the triple and the high jump and the long jump. And so that's going to be an area we're recruiting, and Coach Conrad's going to help us out in. And that's going to be a big difference maker for us in the future, too, on the track and field side of things.
And especially after this season as well, losing a conference champion in Austin Opdahl, who is just about as gifted in the high jump and also all other jumping events for your track and field team. We know about his exploits on the football field. That's been well documented, but also with the track and field side of his repertoire, surely going to be missed at the end of the season.
Absolutely. You know, he has never lost a conference high jump event that he's jumped in. And, you know, unfortunately, he's wasn't able to jump this past weekend due to a surgery on his torn labrum, but he'll be back for the outdoor conference. And I know that he will be highly motivated to go out on a win and win 7 out of 7. So, he's going to be obviously missed on the football field and the track and field side of things. So we need to find another wide receiver and high jumper like him. And both Coach Anderson and I will be good to go. So
I was going to say we need to get. Well, we had Coach Anderson in here about a month ago talking a little bit about that with the versatility of the athletes. You bring a few football athletes coming in on the track side and shows that versatility, because you definitely don't want to leave your options, leave too many options out on the table, especially at the college level.
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, and we've had some good success with that, and we have some more kids already signed this upcoming year that'll be doing football and track, and it's mutually beneficial. And so, hopefully we can find that next Austin Updahl. So
exactly, that would be very good for your program as well. Now, Coach, as we head into Nationals next weekend, March 1st through the 3rd. 23rd down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, with your athletes. You got Walker Olivier qualified in the 60-meter hurdles. Cameron Harming, I believe, running in the 1,000-meter run. And Alex Durr as well in the 800 for the men's side. You know, just what is your athletes getting ready here for this week of practice, maybe a couple early next week as well, to get ready for this national meet coming up next weekend?
Yeah, so at this point of the year, you know, it's not going to be anything that's too drastically different in regards to their training. Walker and then Alex and Cameron had a tougher workout this past Monday, and we'll still have some workouts between now and then till the championships, but it won't be anything drastically different or super intense, but it'll be enough to kind of keep them in the shape that they're in and rested and get ready to perform their best. And so they're ready to go. They'll go out and set personal best, and hopefully we can get a couple of those guys into finals and have a chance at All-American positions. So
yes, that would certainly be appreciated as well, especially all the hard work they've put in all season, and also seeing that mutual that benefit for them going out at nationals as well.
Absolutely.
I just lost my train of thought on that one. Okay, let's reset. Let's start over. We'll try to keep things here nice and light here on Coach's Corner. As we head now towards the outdoor season as well, you know, we talked a little bit about the preparation and getting ready for them. First couple of meets in mid-March, late March as well. Then kind of hit it hard towards the middle of towards April as well. Get all these events in. And, of course, always capping off with a nice outdoor track and field conference championships being held in Madison this year as well. I'm sure that'll be very nice for your team as well. Familiarity out on the courses and all the events, but just looking at the schedule overall, probably not a lot of change from years past, but just going out there and executing as well.
Yeah, nothing too drastically different. We look at those end of March meets, and those are kind of the time to get our feet wet again and get going. But by the time we get to the middle of April, that's where we really need to be in our peak shape. And qualifying for the national championships is all about hitting the times or the marks and the throws, and so we'll have to get them ready by then. But it's going to be fun to have a home track meet this year and have the conference championships here, and we'll go out and represent really well too, and hopefully improve on our indoor placings, and we should have a good shot at doing that.
And especially now with as we get ready here for the outdoor season, and of course it's going to be in the middle of May with our luck, and especially in Madison, it'll snow that day. It'll be 10 inches of snow, 50 mile an hour winds, but we're keeping our fingers crossed, and hopefully it will be a beautiful couple of days for the conference outdoor championships in Madison as well. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach Anthony Dreeland from Dakota State University Track and Field joining us here in studio. The national championships for the NAIA Indoor Track and Field National Championships coming up March 1st through the 3rd in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Three athletes from Dakota State heading that way: Walker Olivier, Cameron Harming, and also Alex Durr for Dakota State University. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we are going to get you a full look at the playoff broadcast schedule, and also the matchups that we're going to be keeping our eye on throughout the listening area for girls and boys high school basketball here on Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.